It's New Year, brothers and sisters. Okay, let's try this one. Usually, during New Year, we ask ourselves, what is in store for us this coming year? And we can also ask, Lord, what does this year bring us? While it is true that we do not know what will happen in the future, I want us to draw our hope from the Lord, knowing that the Lord is good. And that's why I entitled our message for today, Goodness of God. For sure, I will not be able to scratch the surface of the full goodness of God, but I just want to celebrate with you how good God is and hope we can be strengthened together. I prepared 4 points that we can ponder. Number one is provision. Number two is healing. Number three is reconciliation. Number four is calling. It's quite a lot. Hopefully we can finish it. And allow me to share some of my experiences and experiences of people close to me, so that while sharing these points, you will also see where it came from. Number one is provision. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. For me, coming here in the U.S. with my family was a miracle in itself. Based on my own perspective, based on my own capacity as local pastor and even as district superintendent, it was impossible for us to come here just because I cannot afford it. So when we decided to try and apply to come here, it was a huge leap of faith. I'm not saying that I have a huge faith, just that the Bible says that even having faith as small as mustard seed, you can move mountains. Amen? Amen. So we estimated our preparation to take 1 to 2 years to process. I decided to take a family leave so as not to leave in the middle of the conference. Unfortunately, it took longer than expected. So on the second year of my leave, I asked to be reappointed and was assigned in a mission church in my home district. So if you can imagine, I was the former district superintendent, so I know my district. So I remember there were only two self-sufficient churches in my district, and the rest were mission churches. If you can picture this, like if you need a professional, not professional, but just a hired hand, like if you need a labor, so you have to pay a minimum of $6 per day. $6 per day. I already converted it to dollars, so it's in pesos. Then if you want to be employed as labor, the lowest in the government, you'll be paid $5 per day. In church, I was also on the average receiving $5, but it's not per day, it's per week. So finances was just one of the challenges. Another was the requirements to be fulfilled, like exams, like other immigration documents, and then the time for everything to be completed. And all this we were carrying for 4.5 years. I can remember driving my motorcycle from my parents' house to my appointment singing, Standing on the Promises of God, My King. There are times I would sing, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Repeatedly for 1 hour and 10 minutes. And another one is praying, asking the Lord, do you really want us to go to the U.S.? If you really want us to go, please lead us the way. Lead us the way. Or, Lord, make a way for us. But as you can see in the last three slides, that's the last slide, a partially homemade drum set, ministry in a poverty-stricken area, you cannot really expect to receive standard financial support. But to tell you, the ministry there was heartwarming and fulfilling. So to make the long story short, just because we are already here, it's the impossibility was already realized. Looking back, I thought that the Lord must have labored so much just to make it a reality. Truly, I thank God for all the people who helped us realize our plans. So for me, it's from impossibility to a reality. But as the scripture says, where for men it is impossible, but for God nothing is impossible. Second is healing. The story that I'm, or God our healer, Jehovah Rapha. The story I am sharing is my mother's experience. For as long as I could remember, like late elementary or early high school, my mother already goes to the doctor for checkup in her chest area. Once every few years, she goes under the knife. Then lately, in her advanced age, it became more frequent. But the good thing is technology also improved. It's instead of under the knife, it is just a prick of a needle to take out the buildup of fluids in her chest. And laboratory result came out benign. It's like ever since. Then a couple of years ago, she had a thyroid operation and lab came out malignant or cancerous. And you know that these cells needs to be taken out, and if needed, she will undergo radiation. Summing up everything, for years of going in and out of the hospital, multiple times going under the knife or needle, it is her testimony, or it is our testimony as a family, that God is her healer and her strength. God is the one who continuously sustaining her. When she is back on her feet, you will see her in the garden and visiting nearby small churches in the district, teaching hymnology, or preaching, or simply just being there, just being there with them. Reconciliation, God of forgiveness. 3 weeks ago, out of the blue, we are already here, I received a message from a former young people in our church in the Philippines. So I asked, social media is already very common. So I asked, how's our church? How is she doing? How's our ministry? Then I asked, how was her best friend? Then that's when the conversation turned to a heartbreaking, because they had a fallout. Even though she tried many times to meet with her, she was refused. So I told her I will try to reach out to her friend. So I messaged her friend, who is also a former young people in our church, but I did not receive a reply until after 3 days. So this is me trying to be of help. So what amazes me about this story was I had a human plan, right? I'm just human. But God's plan was even better. Yes, they were best friends, but there were feelings that was hurt, probably not the assuring words spoken, left unprocessed, and not so good deed done that broke the trust, which makes reconciliation difficult or awkward by themselves. Now, borrowing the words of Pastor Jay, it must be a God thing. Amen? Because the day they finally decided to meet was also the day my mother was in their island. So, Philippines is a lot of islands, small islands. So, for my mother to just get a checkup, it's going to another island. It's different here. When you need to get a checkup, you just go to the next hospital. It's very close. So, yeah, it's overnight, even overnight boat trip. So it was the day my mother have her throat checked. So they had, so the way it turned out, they had a mediator in their meetup. My mother, by the way, is like a second mother to many of our young people we had in church, especially in all my previous church appointments. So for me, truly, God is so amazing. Calling God Almighty. So I grew up very shy, very introvert. Can you believe it? I told Sarah about it, and she said, "No, I can't believe it." Yeah, that's true. That no one could force me to read, sing, more so pray in front of many people. So when I decided to go into the full-time ministry, people who knew me wondered, how could that be when I am very shy? Fast forward, imagine, when I was already the boom chair, one of the district superintendent, and pastoring for 7 years on the same church. It was actually the biggest church in our district. Still, I had this stress in my stomach every Sunday before going to the sanctuary to start the service. And my wife would tease me when she hears about it, because it was true. God is good. I didn't have it today. Just for you to know. Okay, that is why for me, every day in my ministry, I considered it a miracle. Because knowing where I came from and what God has done since then is all credit to God. Amen? I am just a servant who is willing to be used for His glory. Again, to recap, provision. Our situation is far different from what I shared. Our needs are different. So let me try this. Our needs are different. Our situation is different. But the message is the same. The message is the same. Regardless of who we are, where we came from, what our status in life, the message is clear that God loves you and cares about you, and God will surely bless you. Amen? Probably our challenge here is, are we giving Him the credit that God deserves? Number two, healing. As part of God's creation, He is our sustainer and restorer. I know that many of us here are somewhat on the same boat as my mother's. She is already 82 years old, so I think you can easily relate to it. On the other hand, there are times that it may turn out not the same as the way we wanted, like Grace's father who passed away last February. You know, we prayed for healing, we prayed for good health, but it was his time. So we give that authority and privilege to God to decide. But we believe that it's for his good. Okay? But the point is, as long as God has blessed us with life every day, we wake up every day and breathe the breath of life, let's be thankful and spend it joyfully for his glory. Number three, reconciliation. Reconciliation to start the new year is great, right? Now, it is good to know that the ministry of reconciliation is the work of the Holy Spirit. We can only do as much, like talk to the person, ask a mediator for help, send a text or a letter. But changing of the mind and the heart is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is a good assurance that we have an ally in God, for that is what God did when he sent his son Jesus Christ to save us, so we may be reconciled back to him and to others. Calling. God Almighty is the one who called us. Okay. He is too powerful compared to our weaknesses. God can empower us to fulfill our calling. The question is, are we willing? If God can do it through Moses, who asked, "Lord, I have never been eloquent." That's Exodus 4:10. And also, if God can also do it through me, who is very shy, not very good in English, I can share, or I have many funny experiences with the English language. But I will share that for another day. Now, if God can do it through me, God can also do it through each one of us. I will not miss this opportunity to share that I am inspired by these guys. Included here are our small kids, Steph, Myra, Bryn, and Daphne. Amen? Yeah. Are they a joy when they perform? Amen. So, we are starting small. They are trying hard. And you can also see that they are enjoying themselves. I believe that this is just the beginning, and God will do great things through them. Amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. To God be the glory.